Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. It is a glorious day in San Diego. We just got washed with rain and now the sun is coming out. And my guest today is Greg Reich, who is he's become an amazing encourager and friend to me through our community calls. And I have myself called upon him in times of trouble and confusion, and he has a great passion for clarity. Greg has been happily married for 30 years to an amazing wife named Valerie, and he's spent 27 years in business working within the natural gas energy industry. And he currently has a coaching business where he does one-on-one personal coaching, and he's also the chief operations officer for Nations Foundation, a nonprofit ministry whose purpose is to reach the snowboarding community. And so he's also getting a Master's of Arts in Theology and Culture at Northwest University. And his greatest passions are family, coaching, leadership, and uncapping the raw potential within an individual. Good morning and welcome, Greg.
Good morning, Laurie.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about, and one of the things was, how you and I are connected and how we came into the same, started walking the same path. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think it's been 3 or 4 years ago that I decided to leave corporate America and go out on my own. And one of the things that I always wanted to do was to coach. I had mentored young men for years and thought it was just the natural move of things to have me go into a coaching practice. And after reading your Jesus Life Coach, it just kind of really focused me on Laurie Beth Incorporated. And so I took my coaching through Laurie Beth Jones Incorporated, obviously, and got to participate in some things, and then was asked to be a facilitator on the PATH community, and we've just been kind of moving forward ever since.
And it's been an amazing journey just the time that you and I have interacted. You are so passionate about community and people coming together and lifting one another up in a coaching and exhortation fashion. I just heard recently that a pastor preached a sermon that Christianity did not need coaches or counselors because the church has the Spirit of God. So I wanted to comment or have you comment on that, because you're about theology and culture, and here's someone who believes that the Holy Spirit doesn't need to take the form of coaching and counseling. So what are your thoughts on that?
You know, there's a portion of Scripture in Proverbs, and I don't remember the exact chapter and verse, but it says something along these lines, that within the heart lies the answers for a man, but it takes a wise man to draw them out. And I think that's what coaching is all about, is that we, through curiosity and through powerful questions, draw out the answers within an individual that are already instilled there by God. So I don't think a lot of people need counseling. What they need is they need the ability to be heard and to voice their desires and their passions in a way that the Spirit of God can just illuminate them and say, yeah, that's the next right step.
I saw a show recently where I guess a couple had been through marriage counseling or coaching, and the husband stopped. He was going on, and you could see the wife getting more upset about something, and then he just stopped and he said, "I hear you. I see you." And I think those two phrases are one of the things that's missing in our culture today, don't you? People feel invisible and they feel unlistened to. And I think this is one of the things that coaching can really make a difference with. When a human being sits in front of you or devotes their attention to you through email or phone and says, "I hear you, I see you, now where do you want to go?" So you've had some amazing experiences in coaching, and can you tell us a little bit about this group that you're working with, Nations Foundation of Extreme Snowboarders? What a group that must be.
You know, it's actually been quite a treat. One of my clients referred me to this foundation, and they were going through some financial difficulties and some other things. And the head of the program, or the founder of the ministry, Joel Parker, was just really in turmoil because he's also a college pastor at a location, and he has a mission statement for his church and a mission statement for Nations Foundation. And we just got together, and he was telling me about how he just felt torn between so many things and not really focused on what he really felt he was called to do. And I just took him through the mission process as a friend and kind of did some consulting for him. And it was just amazing to watch his focus unfold, his ability and his energy just to blossom in a way that his big passion now is to just move 100% forward to Nations Foundation. He's a snowboarder. He desires to touch and reach the snowboarding community. He builds phenomenal snowboarding videos, extreme snowboarding videos. There's a small sector of professional snowboarders that are deep Christian people. And he just has tapped into that energy. And they asked me to come on as their chief operations officer to kind of level things out and to get things on track and to take them to a place that they didn't think that they could get to without a lot of organization and without a certain amount of structure put in place. And so that's kind of how I got involved in it. It's just been a fun, fun ride.
Mm. Now, I would think that snowboarders are passionate, and that would be once more if I had more sport, if I had more courage, I would love to do better knees, you know, because, and I think it's a lot like faith, don't you? I mean, you lock on to the Lord and then you just let her fly.
I think snowboarding is an expression of the young person's passion that's there. You know, they want to see society change. They want to be a part of something that is bigger than themselves. And I think that the snowboarding world becomes that experience that brings that adrenaline, brings that high intensity of life that they don't get oftentimes just seeing life go by. And so I think that it's their way of expressing their really untapped potential that's there. So I think that it's really fun to be part of their world and part of what's going on. I spend a lot of time just talking to them about possibilities and potentials and what that looks like outside of snowboarding. When snowboarding goes away, what are they going to do with their lives? And it's just a lot of fun to see that they've got so much passion for life and that they just need a way to connect to something bigger than themselves.
I think one of the two benefits of coaching and also the PATH process is that we're able to take raw potential and convert it into energy. You were an energy specialist for 27 years with natural gas, and I joked with you in the pre-show that now you're really dealing with energy, divine energy. And I think of the Charlie Brown cartoon where he's walking along and he has this big cloud and his shoulders are hunched down and he says, you know, there's nothing heavier than carrying a burden of great potential. And so I have felt that at times in my own life, and perhaps you have too. So how do we take this, you know, general saying that you can do anything you set your mind to? To me, that's like setting someone out in an ocean with a sailboat and saying, go for it. I mean, go where? Go how? You know? So how does coaching and the PATH process help bring harness that potential into a realized possibility and future?
You know, it's interesting that you used Charlie Brown cartoons for an example, because one of my favorite Charlie Brown cartoons is after losing a game, Charlie Brown and Lucy are walking away from it, and he says, and Charlie Brown says to Lucy, all my life I've wanted to be a professional baseball pitcher. And Lucy just looks at him and says, you know, sometimes you can't look so far ahead. You have to make things a little bit more practical, and maybe your goals need to be a little bit more immediate. For example, the next game, maybe what you need to do is try to walk up to the pitcher's mound without falling down. And I think oftentimes we have these, you know, we have these huge ideas, these huge aspirations, these huge things, but we forget that in order for things to happen in the future, they have to start with one step at a time. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And I think that's one of the things that coaches really do for people, is they help them to see the potential, the perspective of what's out there. You know, the tagline for my coaching business is to put people on the brink of possibility of personal growth and self-fulfillment. And what I want to do is bring people to the point to where they can get on top of the mountain and they can see forever. And they can see the possibilities that are there. But then they have to come up with the action steps that get them to those possibilities. And each day, you just have to make that next right step in order to get to where you really want to get. And I think oftentimes we live in the future far too far without realizing that each day we have to make an active step toward the potential that we have and how we're going to groom that and how we're going to get to there. And so that's where I spend a lot of my coaching time, is taking them to the future, bringing them back to the present and say, okay, now how can we get there? Let's take the next right step.
What's the next step? So let's talk about the elements for a moment, because we have a lot of fun with that, the earth, water, wind, and fire. And myself being a wind fire, and I know you've shared that you're a fire, we see potential a lot differently, perhaps, than the waters and the earths do. And in the pre-show, you were talking about how getting clear about your path and your mission helped release your fire. So talk about that. What was that process like for you, and what's the difference that it made for you to discover that you are a fire?
You know, I think I'll start with just my mission statement. It says, I'll daily challenge and motivate others to live lives of authenticity and excellence through the power of influence and purpose. And I think what I found myself is, after 27 years in corporate America, that I hadn't been authentic to who I was designed. I had spent myself trying to mold myself to that next step or that next promotion. And I realized that if I'm going to be who I really am, I have to be authentic to what God has created me to be. And what God has created me to be is a very extreme fire with earth tendencies. And I had spent a lot of my time curbing fire. And I realized that fire uncapped can do a lot of damage, but fire under structure can weld, it can cut metal, it can purify, it can do a lot of wonderful things. And so in coaching, you know, my desire is to see the fingerprints of God come out on an individual. And that's what I call the potential of an individual, is that I believe each individual has the fingerprints of God all over them. And they have the ability to have that come into something that is only theirs to have. And that they have that individual potential, that individual ability that I can't have, that you can't have, that they are designed to have. And it may be a single talent. And the travesty isn't that they're multi-talented. The travesty is that someone doesn't tap into the single talent that they have. And, you know, and those people that are multiple talented, you know, they just have that much more to tap into. So as a fire, fires can mold and blend and do a lot of different things. So my personality comes out. But there are times when I can step outside of that and let my earth tendencies or my water tendencies take hold of things. And I think that's where community comes in, is that as a fire, I have a deep passion for community. But then I don't have a problem stepping out and letting earth and the water in me nurture and mend and mold other individuals that are there.
Boy, that is beautiful. I've been enjoying the downloads of a TV series called Undercover, and it's about a couple that are spies, and in this one scene there's a secret code that can destroy the world, and it's on an underlay of a painting, and so they're trying to auction it, and whoever gets that painting is going to get the code for this biochemical weapon. And so this it gets in the hands of this one guy, and he takes a spray and he sprays it over the painting, and then what emerges is writing, which is the secret code. And I think that's, as I'm sitting here talking with you, I think that's what coaching is. It's like the spray that goes over the overlay or the mask or whatever we present to the world, when our secret code is really under that. And I'm so grateful, Greg, that you are a coach and that you are spreading your influence in the world. We have a minute left. Is there anything you'd like to say in about 50 seconds, and then I'll give a 10-second recap?
You know, I think that I would just like to convey that every person has the potential to do something great, and every person just needs to understand that they have the responsibility to tap into that greatness. And it's not a difficult process, but it is a process that sometimes takes somebody else to be able to see a different perspective so that they can work through all the fog and all the intensity that the world has to offer and really get down to a focus of who they are and who their potential can be.
That is beautiful. If you are interested in learning more about Greg and his coaching process, you can go to Greg Reich, GREGREICH at cuttingedgeinfluence.com. Greg, REICH at cuttingedgeinfluence.com. You have been a cutting edge influence to me, Greg, and I am blessed to know you. And say hello to the Northwest for me. I know it's beautiful up there today, too. Hope it is. And let's go snowboarding spiritually today.
We'll do that.
Listeners. All right, Greg, blessings to you.
Thank you so much.
Go forth and hit the snow.
Will do. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.